Log Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Curriculum that studies the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub.
praise and bless his holy name. Also, it gives you an in-depth study, not a warm, fuzzy feeling, but an in-depth study, a critical analysis and assessment, a bird's eye view, burning the midnight oil, so to speak, and leaving no leaf or stone unturned. And why, you may ask? Because we are a hot mess, truth be told. In every area of our life, you name it, I'll call it, sex, war, relationships, anything in any regard, we are a hot mess. And why are we a hot mess? The Most High said it. Because we are uncodified. We want to do things our way, however we want to, whenever we want to, our house or never, we want to do it. Now, everything in life has a code in order to complete anything. Your human body is coded. Computers are coded. Animals are coded. Trees are coded. Mountains are coded. And they can't do anything they want to do it and how they want to do it and still be a mountain, tree, a computer, and so on and so forth. But we, on the other hand, we think, oh, we can go uncodified. We don't have to listen to y'all. We ain't got, you don't tell me nothing. I'm a man. You don't tell me nothing. I'm a woman. You don't tell me nothing. Children, I ain't listening to one out because we're uncodified. And a lot of things are said in jest. And you may think it's funny, but I'm serious as a heartbeat. We are so uncodified, we are a hot mess. And we think everything we do is right. That's why everything we have in any regard are toxic. Our relationships, our health, our finances, and so on and so forth. Because we refuse to be codified. And that's why we feel that these studies are essential to your very survival. Most importantly, for your soul's sake. So we ask you to study along with us. Not only study along with us, but glean what we study and apply it to your lives. Become codified with the Most High. Learn to follow what the Most High said, how he said, when he said. And when he said jump, you say hi, hi. That's all you got to do. And the reason why I talk about Jada and Will Smith, but let me introduce Cartrell from New York City. He's one of the lead student investigators. And Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. She also is one of the lead student investigators along with Young Sue. And the reason why I talk about the Jada and Will incident, because it's a teaching moment, a teaching moment. It's a classic example of being uncodified. There's nothing wrong with protecting your wife and so on and so forth, but to attack another brother for a simple joke is foolhardy. And if you was going to approach the brother, there's a time and place, as we learn in these studies, as King Solomon said. There's a time and place for everything, but not putting all your dirty laundry right in the public in front of view of our enemies. It's ludicrous. And I hear some sister say, oh, he did good. He did. What a man's supposed to be. You ain't no damn man. What you know what a man's supposed to be doing? You need to learn how to be a woman. Instead of telling men how to be men, you can raise a baby into a boy, but you can't make a boy into a man. Only somebody can make a boy into a man is other men. He follows the code. And only somebody can make a woman into a woman. And another woman, because she follows the code. That's why I said this is a teaching moment. The do's and don'ts. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. So let me bring on Sister Yehudi. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless the Most High. Whew, that day up. I've been tired just packing stuff and moving, but I'm thankful. I felt, for an example, this is how, first of all, Hollywood is, what do you call it, Hollywood? Somebody made a comment about
Hollywood.
There you go. That they have their own kind of code. Like you said earlier, they feel they can do what they want to do.
Exactly.
We don't know if, right, if Rock knew about her alopecia or not, regardless if he knew or not, to be an example of the world, use humanity's sake, and not use the argument. Some people say, well, we tell the reader, I said, you know, that no. We got to stop somewhere.
Exactly.
Even if he walked up there and cussed them out or talked, you know, openly, because since he felt that he disrespected Jada, and then start talking about alopecia.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because we don't know, you know, and all that would have been avoided. And the world could see how we handle our business when there's beef. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But
I agree.
Because he walked up there, and that was still saving Jada's honor. You checking him. You didn't have to check him by slapping him. You know, and it messed up their whole agenda, which was the Alphabet Crew. But what was sad, Yumsu, it was most of our people winning awards and producing the show. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even though they're part of this corruption thing, the fact that, because some of them are corrupt, okay, that this was history-making, and it was a lot of us involved. And then being the elite that he is, had to jump up and smack another brother.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make sense. Like I said, he could, you know how we are, he could have cussed him out. It was a comedian said, I told you 8 months ago, you better leave that man alone, tell my Will Smith.
Right.
And I said, well, they have had an open marriage. Their business been out, not all, but a lot of their business been out in the street. So I thought about it, I said, well, I wouldn't put it past. He's entangled all up in there. His hands is dirty, too. You didn't hear nothing from Chris Rock. You don't hear, because, see, after he slapped him, Chris Rock did have a stance like he was going to hit him back. You know how you men did, because I've watched through the years. I'm like, oh, he about to hit back. But he didn't. He must have second thought about it, like, no. Because he had the way he had his body secured, you know, to hit him back, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend him for that. And you don't hear no dirty laundry about him. And even if you did, the point is, the Will was wrong.
Did
in the
right.
matter, I took care of it. Yeah.
Did
so long.
Right.
Go ahead. His brother, Cosriel, sorry to me to talk about that.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, Sister Hood. Now, Cartrell from New York City. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless you all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. Shalom, family. And Most High bless you and y'all's families. Love y'all.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Thank you, brother.
Family.
We love you, too. And bless your family also.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Because you need all the blessings we can get.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bless those that bless you. That's my philosophy. Anyway, I'm going to tell y'all something. You got to mention Vladimir Putin.
No.
You didn't mention Ukraine. You didn't mention Joe Biden. Neither's nobody else. It shows a brother slapping a brother got impact worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
That's y'all people. But I'm going to tell you something. You spoke about codifications, right? And it's not just our people that do not follow y'all's codifications. It's all these nations that don't follow y'all's codifications in His creation. Because like you said, all y'all's creation has codification. The stars we look at, they got codification. The sun, the moon. The weather has codification. It's springtime. That's a cold, right? We look forward to the end of May, March, to April showers bringing May flowers. That's codification in creation. And guess what? All of creation is waiting for Yah's people to get His codification right. Because what do you say? The mountains going to sing and the trees going to clap their hands. All creation is waiting for our people who are out of code to get the code right, because that's the only hope for the world. About to go into World War III, Armageddon, what they talking about? No. Yah and his creation got codifications, and he's waiting for the hearts of his people to return to him. So the impact of Will Smith smacking Chris Rock, it's more important in the news than Vladimir Putin or Ukraine or what the corruption is in America. Really? Mm-hmm. You got Chris, what's his name, Krishna? Trump's son. I should call him, he's called Trump Putin. Might as well. Trump and Putin, same thing. But anyway, Krishna, who had to testify today before the December 6th committee. That's impactful, way more impactful than Will Smith smacking Chris Rock. Trust me. Am I right or wrong?
Exactly.
You're talking about Krishna being summoned before that congressional committee for the insurrection on December 6th. You're talking about Chris Rock smacking. Come on, man. I mean, getting smacked. But he did hold his stance. And I was telling my son, I think he know martial art because he wasn't going to take that second blow. He was ready for that second blow. And Will Smith, he knew better. Because Chris Rock didn't flinch. You get smacked upside your head, that's shocking. You're like, oh,
right.
My God, I'm seeing stars right now. Chris Rock,
he wrote,
martial art or something.
Right, he rolled with that punch. He didn't take that punch.
Oh, yeah.
He rolled with that punch.
How many men, how many people could have rolled back like he did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He stood his ground. Oh, go another one. I'm waiting for you. But he played it off, dusted it off. He cracked jokes on it. Mm-hmm. And then he addressed him because Will Smith was in his zone. He cursed at the man. Like, oh, I won't do it. I won't crack on your wife with her bald head. I'll keep it moving.
Did you see that dress you had on? Look like a little snake. Hey, but check this out. In Isaiah, we read about when our sisters, these old Jezebel kind of sisters, when they go against the Most High and their husbands, they have a tendency to lose their hair. They have a crack. They have alopecia. So it comes as no shock in this open relationship that she has alopecia, any one of our sisters for that matter.
So for me, it's just like Mike Tyson and Robin Givens.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson is a great man, and he really didn't have a great woman behind him to bring him to his greatness.
Yeah, Robin Givens.
Yeah, and she wasn't trying to be there to make him greater. Matter of fact, she embarrassed him.
Mm-hmm.
And herself. And I think Jada Kiss, Jada Pinkett Smith, whatever her name is, Jada Pinkett, Will Smith is like Mike Tyson to me. He got the fame. He got the popularity. People love Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Jada Pinkett Smith, not quite so much. So you're trying to get some spotlight, trying to get some attention, and you're trying to show the world you know how to push this man's buttons. That's all it was. I know how to push this man's button that y'all love so much. You're not paying attention to me. You're paying attention to him. I'm going to push this button and show you I got control. What? Come on, mama. You think our mother Sarah would have did that to Abraham?
Uh-uh. Nope.
You know what? I don't think Leah and Rachel would have done that to Yaakov. I mean, they had their petty squabbles, and sisters, siblings do have petty squabbles. But they wasn't about to do anything to undermine Jacques's position.
So do you think that the sister we're reading about that's so infatuated in love with King Solomon, you think she would have did that to King Solomon?
Brother, the way that woman talking about King Solomon, that woman wouldn't even look crossway to King Solomon, okay?
There you go. So true love, you can hear it coming out of her. She don't care what the maidens are saying. She don't care that she got beat down because she was looking for him in the streets of the city by herself, unescorted.
Mm-hmm.
She loved that man. And she don't care what nobody say. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's true love.
Right.
What Jada Pinkett Smith did, she didn't really show true love for her husband. It's about her.
No, she wasn't looking out for his best interest. That's for sure.
And what the K. Solomon said, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Yeah, bald head, ain't nobody paying attention to that. There's a lot of sisters with bald head. They look good. Ain't nobody talking
about her. I didn't think about her bald head behind one way or another.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
It wasn't that serious. And like I said, G.I. Jane joke.
Yeah. Let's address this open marriage situation that Sister Yehudi brought up. What the hell is that? An open marriage? You've got to be kidding me.
Right.
What?
He slapped the pieces out of Chris Rock, but seemed like Augustine got a piece, and he didn't do nothing to him.
No. Because what? It's an open marriage. So anything goes. Whoever she sleeps with, it's an open marriage. Whoever I sleep with, it's an open marriage.
A codified hot mess.
And what happens now? You breaking the code, Will. It's an open marriage.
Exactly.
Open marriage.
Anything goes.
Yep.
Anything goes. That's why it's imperative, Cartrell and Sister Hootie, and fellow students, we get this codification correct. Because a lot of us out here in this Western Hemisphere culture is totally uncoded. Even some Hebrew brothers and sisters.
So, Will Smith, guess what? Yah is pushing his sins and iniquities up in his face, in everybody's face.
Exactly.
That's
right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Not just him, but his wife too, because she agreed to a freaking open marriage, whatever the hell that is.
Well, she said she didn't love him in the first place, that she actually loved Tupac. And when she got pregnant by him, he forced her into a marriage, so a loveless marriage. So,
you know where she is? She's a gold digger, just like Marvin Gibbons.
Right.
Gold digging. If I can't get Tupac, I'm going to get me a rich nigga. I'm not going to get no brother from the hood, from my roots. I'm going to get me another rich nigga.
They ain't putting up with that. That open marriage. She got an open cut upside her head. Then put out.
Now think about that. You don't want a brother from the hood. You want a rich brother, a famous brother, but the marriage got to be open? Open?
Open mess.
Really?
A open mess, Cartrell.
Really?
So that's
what you see. Because Chris Rock ain't in an open marriage, is he?
No.
He's a comedian.
No.
He's divorced.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock snaps and cracks and makes jokes about everybody on the planet. Nobody is barred.
Just like the brother David Chappelle, very same way.
Yeah.
But I don't think he went up there and slapped David Chappelle. Okay?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get started. Let's get codified. Thank you, Katria. Thank you, Cecilia. Thank you, fellow students. May the Most High bless us and direct and order our steps. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. This is a futuristic Zion to come. But he says in regards to what is going on now with us, in order to reach this goal, there must be some action upon your part. Also, he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come.
I'm sorry, Yasuo.
Yes.
I just want to say this.
Go ahead.
This chapter shows us why we, children of Israel, Israelites in particular, must cling to the codes of Yah, because we have the impact that's going to save the world.
You better believe it. And I think that's why the slap carried such an impact. Like, they know us far better than we know ourselves. To see two Hebrew Israelite brothers at each other's throat over some simple matter, that's how much simpletons we have come, because we're not coded. If we were coded, we would know better. There's a time and place for everything.
If we were coded, we wouldn't be in captivity.
Yeah, we would be at the Oscars. Let's go. arise with that little idol they got with a sword in his hand, like I'm going to stick it to you. And he stuck it to him, didn't he? Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Elohim is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover, this time is coming. The darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, the people, is coming. Believe it. It may be
The way. What is our light?
The Most High.
That's the only way. Right. And how are you going to get that light from the Most High?
You have to be coded.
Okay, you can't be leaning on your own understanding, can you? Because like you say, it's like being trying to be an electrician when you ain't get the codes.
Exactly.
It's more lethal than that.
You're
going to
get fried.
Oh, yeah.
And so it says, and gross darkness, the people. What people? All
so,
the people.
So, the people, we following the people, right? The majority.
Exactly.
Y'all saying I'm hitting the people with gross darkness. You following the people in gross darkness? Go ahead with yourself.
But here's the beautiful part. They following them when we should be following Yah, because why should we be following Yah, Cartrell? The Most High says, but the Elohim shall arise upon thee. Who is it thee? Yaqub, the nation. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Who is thee? Yaqub, the nation. And why do
and
I say
it? I'm sorry, but we read the other day when Yah said, the righteous make themselves a prey. And that's where you make yourself vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that's where people don't want to go. They want to follow the people in their gross darkness because they think that's where the strength is. But when you connect with the Most High, then you make yourself a prey in the eyes of the people that think you're a prey when you follow the path of righteousness.
But here's the final analysis with these people, different nations. If you're plugged in, codified, the Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of thy wrath. When you start rising, these Gentiles go, it ain't going to be which way the white folk go. It's going to be which way did they go. Who is they? Yaqub, the nation. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They gonna come to thee. Who is thee? Yaqub, the nation.
You. They're gonna come to you. Your sons from far off. Go ahead, and your daughters.
But wait a minute. The light is not already there. The sons have to rise, right? Which means they're down low. When you rise, that means you're getting up from a lowly position, right?
Right.
So they don't see us in the light that's on us. But we have to attract the light of Yah by following his codes. Because you don't want the light of Yah on you if you walk in the path of wickedness because it's going to fry you.
Yes. So, and he says, we won't be saying which way the white folk go no more. Especially if you're codified. And truly if you're codified. Because all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Who is the Yaqub, the nation? Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. They're going to come. They want to be with us instead of which way the white folk go. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear. And who will fear? The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Most High. Shall fear Yah and be enlarged because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. They're going to come on your side. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. You're going to be very wealthy. Dromedaries, Medians, and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Elohim as a result of you being codified. Being accepted by, redeemed by Yah. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. You're going to want for nothing. The rams of Nebaloth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as it does to their windows? Surely
the U.S. Air Force, the Russian Air Force, the German Air Force.
Everybody got an Air Force, because we certainly ain't. Not yet. Surely the Alaska wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy son. You ain't got to get a ticket. It says, the ships of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far. And along with that, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Elohim, thy Yah, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he had glorified. Why? Not because we're something special, but because the Most High has shined his light upon us, and everybody see who we are. We're not on the bottom anywhere. We ain't got to say which way the white folk go. The white folk will be saying, which way did they go? As a matter of fact, they're going to be assisting us in those endeavors with great riches. Best if you're codified. If you're not, there's another spot for you. And the sons of the strangers shall build up that. They're going to go to work building up our walls. And that king shall minister unto thee. They're going to give us advice. For in my wrath, I smote thee. I put y'all down. I put a whoop behind. I put a Will Smith slap on y'all.
Hold up.
Uh-huh.
Does that apply to chapter 53? Where he's talking about he beat down his servant?
Yes.
He took these blows to those people?
It certainly does.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Does. He's showing that he beat the nation of Israel down.
Put a whoop beat down on him.
A whoop.
But here's the beautiful part about that. Even in the very same chapter, he speaks, but in my favor, have I mercy on thee.
Uh-oh.
He favors us.
Mm-hmm.
And because he favors us, sooner or later, he's going to have mercy on us. That's beautiful.
Mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. Now.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Therefore, thy gates shall be open. See, our gates, we ain't got to worry about nobody breaking in nothing, shall be open continually, because there's going to be a fire around there anyway. And they shall not be shut up day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be bought. Everybody going to have to come by us.
Hold up.
Go ahead, Godrell.
The Most High says that, therefore, thy gates shall be continually open. They
right.
shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring the wealth of the Gentiles.
Exactly.
And that the kings may be built. So the forces of the Gentile is their wealth.
Right.
Silver and gold, sheep and flock and herds. We chase the money now. No, we don't need to chase money. We need to chase the codes.
But see, here's the beautiful part, Godrell. If you understand the code, you ain't got to get a slingshot. You ain't got to get a bunny fife, gun, RFD, one bullet. You ain't got to do none of that. Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to be awakened too, Godrell.
You ain't got to get a nuclear bomb.
Right. You ain't got to get none of that. Because you know why? Here's why we know. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish.
What?
The nation that would not serve the Yaqub nation shall perish.
What?
Yeah, those nations have been utterly wasted.
And there's a list already, right? The Babylonians ain't around no more.
If they
the Syrians ain't around no more.
And they ain't got their mind right and bringing gold and wealth and humbling themselves before us, the Most High got a spot for you.
Listen. The Babylonians who put their hands on the nation of Israel, they're not around no more. The
exactly.
Assyrians who put their hands on the nation of Israel, they're not around no more.
Exactly.
The Medes and the Persians, the kings of Persia, where they at? They ain't around no more. All the nations that put their hands on us, trust me, Yah said, vengeance is mine. Y'all going to get it. And all the nations that don't serve us, imagine the Ku Klux Klan serving us. Huh? Come on, man. Neo-Nazi skinheads. Come on, you're serving us. Okay.
Well, I ain't got the message. I know it's going to go down like that.
And if y'all don't, what's going to happen? If the neo-Nazis are skinheads,
Wasted means zero, nada. Gone with the wind.
Yeah. What? Universal zero, white racist supremacy? They got to serve us? And if they don't, what?
They're going to be wasted.
Okay. You're not reading what I'm reading. They're not reading what I'm reading.
Well, they reading it as a new thing with the red letters. We don't read that. And it says, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee. The fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. Because y'all going
to
let me say this. The Most High had it prefab, but even that being said, we had to do maintenance on it. So we're going to need these trees in order to beautify the Most High sanctuary. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Oh, my point exactly.
Okay.
They think they're going to turn the planet around with solar panels and wind turbines and reverse the pollution and destruction that they've done to y'all's creation.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all said no. This fire is going to purify the earth so that I'm going to bring forth these pure trees and everything is going to be in abundance. Right? He told us he's going to make the wastelands like the Garden of Eden. Yah has to do the renovation of the earth. I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Why does he have to do that? Because of the pollution and destruction that these nations have placed upon the planet. That's why that mountain's going to sing and the trees going to clap their hands. We ain't never seen no trees clap their hands, but that's going to be amazing.
That's going to be an awesome thing.
They have to celebrate too. And he's talking about the fir trees. And they're going to be part of that crop in their hands.
Imagine all the bad toxic air they have been breathing. You'd clap
He's been trying to help us, right?
You'd clap too if you was a tree.
We're trying to give y'all oxygen, but y'all feeding us pollutants. And cutting us down. Cutting them down. The forest in Brazil, in the Amazon forest,
man, that's
cut
the same. That's the same as the forest in Brazil. They burn the forest.
Yeah.
And it says, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. That's in Mount Zion. The sons also of them that afflicted thee, universal white race supremacy, and the crazies, shall come
bidding.
Yeah, you better believe it. And they they that despise thee, Yaku, shall bow themselves down to the soles of your feet, and they shall call thee the city of Yah, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. That's where his feet rest. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated. I know it. I know they hate you. I know they hate every one of you. So that no man went through these. As I always say that, don't I, y'all? Don't I say, ain't nobody beat the pathway to our door for nothing? Now the Most High changed that up.
The only way they see us is through their businesses. You got the Chinese.
Making money for
restaurant.
Right.
You got the, everybody sets up business, but they don't live amongst us.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody beat no pathway to our door. The Most High said, I know that. But then again,
and those funds that we spend on them, they don't put back in our communities.
Yep. And he says, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations, that thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of the kings. They shall nourish you. That's what it's saying. And thou shalt know that I, the Elohim, am the Savior, not the Red Book character, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaqub. Who is Yaqub? Thee. This nation, for brass, I will bring gold. And for iron, I will bring silver. And for wood, brass. And for stones, iron. I will also make the officers peace. Y'all will be peace officers. And I...
So
is that...
Right. Did you catch that?
Uh-huh.
Brass or gold.
Right.
Iron for silver.
Mm-hmm.
Wood for brass. So if you bring brass, he's going to turn to gold. Wood turns to brass. Brass turns to gold. Stones for iron. Iron, I'm making into silver. That's alchemy. Mm-hmm. That's miraculous. That's what people have been trying to do for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. So you see the wonders of Yah. Yah could turn brass into gold and iron into silver and wood into brass, which is brass you could turn into gold. Stones you could turn to iron. Iron, which you could turn into silver. You're talking about the abundance of wealth, which people seek today. They rip up the earth. They tear up the earth. You should see these. I watch these programs on the History Channel, gold prospectors, and how they rip and tear the earth up and don't replenish it. Wow. Most I say, listen, I'll turn brass into gold and iron into silver. That's alchemy.
Okay, thank you, Kajim. And he says, in addition to that, our officers will be peace officers. And that factors righteousness. It's valid
officers
to
of peace? Police officers, that's what they're supposed to be. Are they that? No. Officers of peace, that's an incredible thing. We haven't had officers of peace officers, since we've been in captivity.
Well, the world really hadn't had peace officers, truth be told.
Mm-hmm.
Violence should no more be heard in thy land. It didn't say by the other land. It said thy land. Wasting nor destruction within thy borders. And thou shalt call thy walls salvation. We don't know where our salvation coming from. And thy gates praise. Because, you know, we got 12 gates. The sun shall no more...
And peace officers? These peace officers ain't tolerating no violence. They're the headbangers and the head knockers, son.
They're the stats we are off the stage. Okay? See, because they don't have any actual peace in this land. Because if they had, somebody would have snatched wheel off the stage, put him on out. See, we got real peace officers. No, they must execute their duties. We would have real peace officers. And they ain't got to have a gun. Anything. They with them peace officers,
alone.
Yeah, they got the Most High with them.
Yep.
And the sun shall no more fly light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But Yah shall be unto thee an everlasting light. Thy Elohim, thy glory. We won't need the sun and the moon anymore.
Wait a minute. Hold up. How are we going to do holy days? How are we going to do Shabbat?
The Most High tell us about that now. We're doing too much. We're still doing too much. Right now, we're doing
y'all going too far, man.
We're trying to do y'all business. We need to step out the way right now and step out the way when we get where we need to be going. See, we're doing too much trying to do, asking all them questions to him and trying to do everything right now that you shouldn't be doing. But the Most High says, I'm your glory. I'm going to shine light on you. You don't need the sun and the moon. So whatever y'all got planned for us, he'll let us know what he wants us to know it. See, some of us think they got a red hotline to Yah. And they're doing the very same things now, questioning Yah and going uncodified and think that's going to suffice. So I would suggest to them, get that person, you'll find out. That should be your plan. Get in there. Get yourself together. Love, unifying together, crying out to the Most High about our fathers and mothers and their iniquities and our continuum iniquities. And unifying together, taking care of one another. That's what we should be working on. Okay?
That's what y'all send the fifth of. You shall see and flow together. Anybody that don't want to get together now, y'all in trouble because we're supposed to be flowing together. Then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlarged. We're supposed to be flowing together. Sorry.
They ain't flowing together. Some of them like whirlpool. They're swirling around, going in a hole, okay? Together. And they need to learn this about flowing together, Kajil. I'm glad you mentioned that.
These are the codes, brother. These are the codes, man.
Those are the codes. And verse 20, the sun shall no more go down.
What?
It shall no more go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. So that's why I suggest to people, Yah will let you know when he wants you to know and how he wants you to know it. See, we're doing too much. Brother,
and check this, Doctor.
Yeah, go ahead.
We see the sun and the moon shining on the same day sometimes, don't we?
Exactly.
And I try to figure that out. Like, wow. If y'all say that the moon reflects sunlight, right?
Right.
Well, but we see the moon sometimes in the daytime, but it don't always be full. It'd be in the phase that it's in.
Exactly.
So if the moon and sun is in the sky at the same time, why ain't it full?
Right.
I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but
yeah.
Every time you see the moon and the sun in the sky at the same time, the moon should look like it's full. The sun is reflecting its light off the moon. But sometimes you see the moon in phases and at the same time that the sun is in the sky with the moon.
Right.
And that'd be boggling my mind. How is that happening?
Exactly. Exactly.
But y'all said the moon and the sun will be in the sky. And
the same
gonna be both those cycles that you see now.
And here's the wonderful part of that verse. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended.
No more singing the blues.
Be singing the blues.
Them songs of joy and happiness, you can imagine how great those songs are going to be.
Great point. But this verse 21, thy people, what people? The nation of Yaakov shall be all righteous. Not some of us.
How many?
Not half of us. Not part of us. The people also should be all righteous.
That's when all of us click on the same code. All of us got the code. We're clicking on the code.
We all got to flow together. And they should inherit the land forever. And what is forever? Ever, ever, forever, ever, and ever? The branch of life.
Did he say heaven or did he say land?
I don't read nothing about that, no heaven in there. I don't even read in the red book, so y'all got me confused. The branch of the planting, the work of my hands, who is the branch of the of my planting? This nation. The work of my hands that I may be glorified by through you, because all you are righteous and flowing together. A little one.
That's important. That's important. Because out of all the works that the creator of heaven and earth has created, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I created you, Israel, for my glory. He's going to get his glory through his artwork that he's doing with Israel.
Hallelujah.
Like Michelangelo gets props. But Michelangelo got props after he was dead. No, y'all said, I'm going to get my glory through you. Y'all going to die, and I'm going to bring y'all back. That's how you're going to recognize my artistry as the creator of all things and everything. Because you're bowing down to these gods and you're giving them glory, giving them props for stealing my works, giving other people props for the things that I have said and I have done. But through my people, who you disrespect, who you hate, who you oppress, who you drag to the ground, who you robbed, my glory is coming through them. That's the beauty of what we represent in the earth. That's why he said, heaven and earth going to rejoice, the mountains are going to sing, and the trees are going to clap their hands. So we don't really know the importance of our role in the earth. So the quicker we get to the codifications together in unity, unifying like the ants, that's when the world is going to be saved.
Thank you, Andrea. And the final verse, 22. A little one should become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. It will hasten it in his time. Praise Yah. Cartrell, y'all have the mic.
Whatever's going to happen, like he said, he said, Yah shall hasten it in its time. So when it's going to happen, it's going to be quick.
Exactly.
Not going to be dragging on, you know, reading this chapter here, saying of the future, what's going to happen as far as the relationship with the Gentiles. And it may be an impossibility, but nothing is impossible through the Most High, is it? Nothing.
Nothing.
So, I'm thankful to be here, I tell you that. Go ahead, Katria. I'm quiet, and I'm just marinating over all this good information and knowledge.
Praise Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah. Every verse in this chapter has so much power in it, even the last one. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Yeah.
A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation.
Wow.
Yah will hasten it in his time. Okay, let's start with that. Bill Gates and these people that, you know, are the power elite of the earth, they think there's so many people on the planet. Y'all don't care about the numbers of people. A little one becoming a thousand? A little one becoming a thousand? How about a big one? When are you going to become 100,000? Y'all don't care about numbers. He created the heavens and the earth. You worried about exterminating people because the resources of the earth are being eliminated. That's not what Yah said. Yah said, I'm going to renew the earth. The earth is going to bring forth its strength where a little one can become a thousand and a small one, a strong nation, a small one, what? A strong nation? Yah will hasten it in its time. I'm going to reflect on that because I told my daughter today. She's coming to visit me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, she said, like you was right when you said, watch how fast time passes. Before you know it, you look back, and time is gone. She said, yeah. That's what she said to me today. I said, yeah, you're about to be 20 in December. She said, ew, ah. I'm like, oh, you didn't realize you're about to turn 20, huh?
What's she oohing and aahing for?
Yeah. Yeah, you're about to turn 20 in December. That's how fast time is going. And trust me, when Yah said, I will hasten it in its time, time has been speeded up, in case you haven't noticed. Trust me, time is flying by. Your children having children. He was like, yo, I was just like partying the other day.
It's crazy.
But Yah says, arise. That's an action we have to take. We have to stand up. We have to stand up. Dust yourself off. Pick yourself off the ground, Israel. Shine. Put that oil on. Don't come out looking ashy. Clean yourself up because you're representing Yah. For your light has come. Yeah, we're being enlightened now. The age of enlightenment for us, right? Been held in the dark for a long time, right?
Exactly.
And the glory of Yah is risen upon us. Yes. Praise Yah. These Gentiles would have had us been in Negroes, black, colored, coons until the year 2525.
Right? Beyond that.
And beyond that. And what do you say? What do you say? For behold, the darkness shall cover the whole earth. That's what we're witnessing now. Has darkness covered the whole earth? It's not a physical darkness, but spiritual darkness has covered the whole earth. LGBTQ, people standing up for their doctrines and about to blow the planet up, going into Armageddon, World War III. Darkness, that's darkness, gross darkness for the people. Because Yah shall arise upon us. He's coming upon, he's going to enlighten his countenance upon his people. That's where he gets his glory. And his glory shall be seen upon you. He's connected. He's our husband. He's our father. He's our queen. He's our refuge. He's our all in all. Huh?
Got to flow together, brother. Unification.
We are the focus of his creation, and we don't realize it.
Yes, we are. Right.
It's not the angels.
Yeah.
It's not the universe or the heavens where he wants to display his power. He said, my glory is on you.
Uh-huh.
The angels are waiting. The heavens are waiting. The earth is waiting. The animals are waiting. The waters, the wind, the fire is waiting for us to get it codified right. Yah's attention is on us. He said, the Gentiles shall come to your light. Our light is Yah's light when he lights himself upon us and the kings of the earth to the brightness of your rising. Wow, where have we been? We've been on the ground. We've been stomped upon. We've been the dust or the scum of the earth, like they say. Now we're rising. Are we rising? We should be with the codifications that we're getting. Lift up your eyes all around and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to see you. Why are you looking at Will Smith and my man Chris Rock when you got grandmas and grandpas and children dying in Ukraine? That's so important to you? Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be nursed at your son. We don't have to worry about our children. The Most High got us. Our salvation is coming. Then you will see and flow together. Let's get it together now. Start thinking unity. If you ain't thinking unity is about me, then it's vanity for you, and you don't know Yah's plan. And your heart shall fear.
Right.
Fear
that's
what?
I listen to. Yeah, constantly all that. You meet next year, September 16th, is a global mourning. Cry out to the Most High, D.C. It is a Saturday. Which I think is around their feast days. I'm not sure it doesn't matter. But the nation has called on all of our people to come together September 16th. And they're trying to get the logistics together of having a big screen so it can be shown all over the world. And as I get more information, I'll relay it to Real Talk. They asked me if I can be a sponsor for that once they get all the information together and the logistics. So I'm quite sure, Yam Su, you don't mind. So further ado, you know, I won't get on as much until I get more information about crying out in D.C. September 16, 2023. As he said, when it's time, he's going to hate it. And it's happening now with all these storms, the big warnings on the East Coast and the South. So hopefully your family, Yam Su, is safe. And even in New York, Patria. But I know he will protect both of you, both of your families.
Yes, so Yah has many different commands for us. Mm-hmm. He tells us, yes, if my people will call by my name, humble themselves, repent for their fathers, you know, acknowledge their sins and iniquities and transgressions, that then things will happen. He's also telling us to what? Arise. So we arise and we have to bow down. Arise and bow down, submit ourselves to Yah's plan. Get with the codifications that he's telling us to get codified with, because our state of condition is not always to be bent down and repentant to Yah, which we have to do, but it also is to arise and to shine, for Yah's light has come upon us. Yah's glory is going to be upon us, and we are the salvation of really the world, and Yah's going to get his glory through us. So so many instructions, so many codes that we have to follow, right? You know, the world is covered with darkness, and the Gentiles are going to come to our light because we're following these codes. Lift your eyes round about and see. They're coming to us. But we have to be together. Yah is telling us to come together, and all these things are going to happen because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. All these treasure hunters looking for these sunken sea ships. Most of them said no. The abundance of the sea. They said they only discovered 10% or whatever of the sea. They know more about the heavens than they do about the sea. Most of them said the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto the nation of Israel. The forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee with their technology, bringing their wealth. So if we follow these codes, things are going to change. It's amazing. The 8th verse. Who are these that fly as the clouds and as the doves to the windows? Yeah, man has the ability to fly now. You have to know that the eagle-eyed prophet saw that these nations would have the ability to fly as a cloud and like doves. But the guarantee is that he's going to bring our sons. Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarsus first, to bring thy sons from far, the silver that go with them, unto the name of Yah, and to the Holy One of Yisrael. Who's the God that we doing this to? He didn't say the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He said to the name of Yah, thy Elohim, to the Holy One of Yisrael, because he has glorified you. We get glory and Yah gets glory, because that's the kind of relationship that we have with the creator of all things and everything. And your sons, the sons of strangers, shall build up thy walls, and their king shall minister unto thee. Imagine that. But in my wrath, I smote you, which Isaiah 53 is talking about. But in my favor, I have mercy on you. The part I like is that, yo, the sons 14, sons of also them that afflicted you, shall come bending unto thee. And they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of Yah, the Zion of the holy city of the one of Israel. So even the Ku Klux Klan and your Nazi skinheads going to be have to submit. Universal white racist supremacy, right up in here. Sons of them that afflicted you shall come bending. Imagine that.
Touch me.
You ain't got to shoot a bullet. You ain't got to have a nuclear bomb. Y'all going to do it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's that? Okay. What chapter did you leave off yesterday? 7 or 6?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Who was chapter 6?
You gonna roll, bro.
Yeah, we rolling.
Y'all got jokes.
I'm serious. Yeah, we're rolling. I'm not being sarcastic or facetious. We're actually rolling.
Right.
We're
good. Mm-hmm.
We're in chapter 8, Sister Hui. The song goes on. The beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. The last chapter of Song of Songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I went, oh, that was so deep. How fair are your feet in sandals, O daughter of noble? I read that the other day. I knew you were going to read it. Okay. Chapter 8 in Song of Songs. In some scriptures, Bible says something different. I have the Blue Letter Bible scriptures. It came from Africa. Everybody get read chapter 8, last chapter of Song of Songs. King Solomon. Who would make you a brother to me, who nursed of my mother's breast? Shall I find you outside? I would kiss you. I would not be despised. I would lead you. I would bring you into the house of my mother.
Just like Jada should have led Will the right way.
Because the man got to pay a dowry before he marries the daughter.
Exactly.
So she got to meet the family. He got to meet the family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what
she's saying, in some respect, he's like a brother to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were raised by the same mother, and you breastfed from my mother's milk just like I breastfed. So she sees him, just like, even though she loves him, she sees mm-hmm. him. So that's the best relationship a woman can give you outside. You know she loves you. And she say, you my brother, vice versa. He say, hey, that's my sister. So that's a real deep relationship right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not saying that you are my brother. Like, if you were my brother, like you would suck the breast of my mother. We come from the same root. We got the same gene. We think the same. We act the same. We got the same vibration.
Yep.
In other words, we found our soulmate in her eyes.
Yeah, I didn't finish. I like to finish. It's because I'm going to do a middle of two when it says, I would bring you into the house of my mother, comma, she who has taught me. So she's being respect to her mother. I would give you spiced wine to drink of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. I have put you under oath, O daughters of Jerusalem. Do not stir up or awake love until it pleases. Who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Under the apple tree I awaken you. There your mother was in labor with you. There she was in labor, gave birth to you. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy as cruel as the grave. In flames are flames of fire, a flame of Yah. Many waters are unable to extinguish love, and floods do not wash it away. We'll go over that in a minute. If one would give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. We have a little sister, and she has no breath. What do we do for our sister in the day when she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we build upon her a battlement of silver. And if she is a door, we would enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breast like towers. So I became in his eyes as one who found peace. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal, Harmon. Yeah. He let out the vineyard to keepers. Each one was to bring for its fruit 1,000 pieces of silver. My own vineyard is before me. O Solomon, 1,000 belongs to you, and 200 to those who keep its fruit. You who sit in the garden, the companions listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Hurry, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountain of spices. Hallelujah. Y'all break it down. It's perfect.
Well, you're talking about poetry. You're talking about lyrics to a song.
Mm-hmm.
And they have poetic meaning that we may not be able to place rational, logical, reasonable reason upon her. You know, in this song, her brothers are trying to look out for her.
Mm-hmm.
In the 8th verse, he said, we have a little sister. So the brothers are stepping up in the midst of this storm. And she has no breasts. What you doing looking at the breasts of your little sister, bro? What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she fights back, if she be a wall, they still talking. If she be a wall, we'll go a wall upon a palace of silver. If she be a door, we'll enclose her with bars of cedar. They trying to protect your little sister. There comes a place in time where you got to step back, big brother. And she says, I'm a wall already. You ain't got to build no wall for me. My breasts, don't worry about it. They like towers, all right? They ain't lying. Huh? And you know, women focus on their breasts and the beauty, you know. That's a woman thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some women go as far as implants, breast implants, right?
Mm-hmm.
with your brothers looking at you, looking at their sister's breast.
Well, come on. The brothers knew that she had breast, Katria, but they were trying to minimize to make her seem immature. But she
You got small titties, little sister. Ain't nobody gonna like you. She like, yo, come on, this man like my breasts. Right?
Exactly.
He like towels. They like towels, mama. Oh Lord. Then was I in his eyes? See, because she know what he's thinking. Because King Solomon mentioned she has beautiful breasts. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. King Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. So these vineyards that she's talking about are probably other women. And he left the vines unto the keepers, everyone for their fruits thereof, was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. Because we know King Solomon at this point in time, how many queens did he have?
60.
80. How many concubines?
80.
So in this poetic song that we're reading, these vines that she's talking about could be these queens and these concubines. But she know that he's focused on her. And she don't care about the queens or the concubines. No matter what her brothers are saying. They like, we need to protect you, mama. This dude got 60 queens. He got 80 concubines. An untold number of virgins. And here you are thinking, he's thinking about you. We got to build a wall around you, mama. He's like, yo, I got my own wall, baby. And as far as my breasts, they like tablets in his eyes. Jerry told me. This is a song.
All right. I think Katria did a wonderful job. I need not say it anymore. You know, we will be redundant. If need be, I don't think we need to be redundant. I think he did a fabulous job at interpreting the continuum of that song and verse 30. But do you have any comments on what you just read, Cecilia?
No. I already said it. I mean, he said it all.
He said it all?
Yeah.
Why I got to be a parrot and repeat what he's saying?
Right.
My name Yup Soup. My name Yup. Katria said Vinya. No, I'm not gonna do that.
I know. That's fine. We all on the same wave.
He did a wonderful job. I need not say.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I love y'all too, man. I love y'all too.
We love.
Do you know
too,
why
man?
They call this the Song of Songs?
Why is that, Katria?
Yeah.
It's probably the longest song with the longest lyrics that you've ever read.
It was Tannery's song. Hey, continue.
Okay.
The longest song ever read. Yeah, that's a long song.
And everybody got a piece in it. It ain't just King Solomon, this young lady. She got her brothers up in it. She got the maids up in it. Her moms. It's the longest song Israel ever probably made. Song of Songs.
Even the people will even help look for the king. Who are you?
But I wonder how it sounded when they sang it.
I wonder.
You know what, Katria? It was like a symphony. You know, if you went to heard it, it was like sitting back and it's like a symphony. You know, it was just from a continuum, a big symphony. It wasn't a 4-minute song. It was a whole stage play. Look at Katria. I always said it's such an
8-hour CD.
Yeah. I always said in a relationship, it takes a whole lot of notes to make a musical. Okay. A long lot of notes, and he took me. King Solomon, so put it out there. It's true.
Listen. I used to get upset over the Grammy Awards, right? You know what upset me about the Grammy Awards?
What's that?
Marvin Gaye had that album out, What's Going On.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't even nominate him for that album.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
That was one of the greatest albums he ever put out.
And everybody was playing it. White people, our people, everybody was playing that. They didn't even nominate the brother for that album. So I stopped watching it. I stopped watching the Grammys. Huh?
Everything they got and every aspect they got doesn't work for us.
But I bring up that in reference to our slap at the Oscars, because these awards, they really bring out the true rewards for those artists that are out there. The fact that they didn't give Marvin Gaye the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, I stopped watching it. But I said go ahead.
Look out there, they act like the Oscar, what Will Smith did was the worst thing. I'm going to tell you what one of the worst things. That Sister Hattie, Lou, whatever, that played in Gone with the Wind, they gave her first person of color, a woman, Hebrew Israelite, won that nomination for Gone with the Wind. They had to beg, steal, and borrow to get her to sit way, not with her fellow actors, next to the wall with her representative. Now, they talking about the worst thing, Will Smith? No, that's one of the worst things, if you want to ask me about it.
And then they talk about Harvey Weinstein keeping his Oscar and what's the other guy that raped the little girl?
Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski. But I'm going back to the Grammys. I'm going back to the Grammys. My man Marvin Gaye. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Okay, Marvin Gaye, right? Okay, he didn't win a Grammy. But also, among those Grammy Award winners, they never had a Grammy for love songs. Wait a minute. I'm talking about the time when we were growing up in the 70s, in the 60s, when we used to sing love songs. There was no Grammy for love songs. They had Grammys for country music, Western, gospel. They had R&B. They had soul, all categories, but love songs.
Right.
Love songs. We were masters of love songs.
It seems to still apply today, because I made reference to Gerald Levert made a lot of love songs. He never got a Grammy. Gerald Levert never got a Grammy.
Mm-mm. How many of our artists that made love song got a Grammy for a love song?
Truthfully told, not many.
Smokey Robinson.
Smokey got one?
No.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Smokey was a great love song singer, wasn't he?
He certainly was.
Temptation.
Yeah.
It's just my imagination running away with me. Oh, it was just my imagination running away with me.
It's only imagination that you think you see, okay?
I got him.
You can blow, bro.
Love songs. Oh, category in the Grammys for love songs. How many love songs our people made towards each other? How many? Too many to be counted. What? Too many to be counted. You and I have an understanding.
They don't want that.
No.
They ain't going to give you no Grammy.
Remember those days.
In no fashion.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. We made the greatest love songs ever made. And the Song of Songs is one of them songs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Sissy Hootie, any closing remarks and our comments?
Oh, yeah, I have a comment. Okay. Well, I'll probably repeat it next week, this week. Next Thursday or Friday, which I think is like the 4th, 5th, 3rd, or 4th, or whatever. I won't be on because I'll be moving.
Okay.
And I know I'm exhausted. And y'all pray for me. I know this is the place I'm supposed to be. I'm excited. That's why I'm quiet. I'm kind of sleepy, but Most High said, get on tonight.
Well, we're happy for you. Very happy.
Thank you.
Yes. Most High said, guardian angels, Gabriel, Michael, Oriel, Raphael, to be with you in your journey to and from.
We had a lot of notes saying, though, but one email said, you persevered. You stuck with it. Patient. And I learned something. I said, yeah, patience. People naysaying and saying all kind of things. And I said, nope. So when the lady showed the apartment, I meant I text you, Cartier, because the apartment looked nice. I texted to Yamsu and a few others, and they're happy for me, and I'm happy for me, too, and thankful. I'm thankful to the Most High.
You're worthy. You deserve it. You're a servant. Been doing this work.
Nobody really knows.
Yeah. Everybody needs their own spot. Everybody needs their spot.
Yes. Yeah. I'm doing the Most High's work. I ask myself, I'll do your work. And I'm not going to. So I'm just thankful. That's all. And I'm thankful for you too.
Just want to testify what Yasna has done with me.
I ain't gonna say nothing. Cartier, what's your
I love my brothers. I accept this. I love my brothers. Y'all just don't know. Y'all make my day.
Yeah. All right. Cartier, what's your closing remarks?
I just love y'all so much, man. Just overwhelmed and passionate about the love that I have for Most High. Yeah. Because he is our light, and we need to be enlightened with these codifications. I pray and I hope that us sharing Yah's word with our people, with the world, that we would trigger Yah hastening this time to come. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. And everybody that's affiliated with Yah's works, may the Most High's blessings continue to be upon us.
Yeah. And we can't keep saying that we love the Most High, but we don't care and love our people.
Oh no!
I'm serious. I love my brothers. My brother died years ago, back in the late '90s. It's nothing like a brother. A sister is nothing wrong with a brother. Well, I justify them brothers protecting their sister. My brother protected me, and it was wonderful. Having brotherly love is one of the greatest in a family unit. And really, I'm just being honest.
And really, that's the beauty of this song that we're reading, that you're analyzing, because King Solomon saw his sister as his sister. And that's how we talk to each other. My brother, my sister. That's how we talk to each other today. We have to see each other as Yah's family, the one he's chosen to be his family. Because he is our father, right? Mm-hmm. And we know we have sibling rivalry, but we got to put the rivalry aside because we are siblings. One nation under Yah, sisters and brothers.
One nation.
And in his soul, that's how King Solomon talked to this lovely young lady. He ain't call her a bee or a ho or my what? What do you call our sister?
My
sister.
His sister,
my sister. My beloved.
Praise Yah. And that's the way we ought to talk to one another. But Katriel, Sister Hootie, I want to thank you, and I want to most importantly thank the Most High. We love him, and I love you. Sister Hootie, Katriel, Sister Avia, Sister Yakira, Brother Ezekiel, Brother Rayat, Yim Yahu,
Iman Bo.
Sister Bora, all the elders, executive elders in the nation, and so on.
Junior
and so on.
Elders.
Junior elders, too. Well.
Oh, one more. We forgot the gatekeeper.
Oh, I said Abby. I said Abby.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Not a real gatekeeper is a grandson.
Oh, yeah. Gregory.
Yeah,
Gregory. We love Gregory, too.
Gregory is the gatekeeper.
Right. I think his little brother's name is Prince in the country.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gregory keeps everybody on point.
He keeps everybody in check. Yep. Even happier. That being said, we don't know where y'all going, but we're going to get ready to get out of here. But we'd like to offer you a parting gift. We suggest that you get a new heart and spirit, just like King David. That's the only thing you got to ask the Most High for, a heart and spirit like King David. Mm-hmm. And that heart and spirit was to fight for you and help you, unlike the one you got now. We pray that you go to the Most High and you ask him so he can have mercy on you and you can stop doing what you're doing and do what the Most High wants you to do. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Katri or Sister Hootie, want to say shalom and good night to the people?
Hello. Shalom and good night. Most High bless us all. Be with us. Let's get those codifications. One nation under Yah.
Praise Yah. Right. One nation under Yah. Sister Hootie?
I said shalom, shalom. Peace be with everybody and be safe. East Coast brothers and sisters that are being pounded by the weather. And thank you.
Praise God. We love y'all. Mm-hmm. Shalom and good night. Oh.
The blue skies go, poison is the wind that blows from the north to the south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?